Today it's November the 26th, 1999. I am Leo A. Joseph, Fargo, North Dakota, a volunteer interviewer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection at North Dakota State University Libraries at Fargo, North Dakota. It is a pleasure to visit with my father, Andrew Jose of Napoleon, North Dakota, where the interview is taking place in his kitchen. We will now start. Today is November the 26th, 1999. Your name?
Andrew Jose, Napoleon, North Dakota. Zip code 58561.
Your phone number and area code.
Phone number 701-754-2645.
The date of birth including the month, day and year, your birthday.
December the 10th, 1909.
Wait a minute.
The place of birth.
Logan County, Shelby Township, Napoleon, North Dakota.
The name of the spouse, including your wife.
My wife's name was Mary Ann Schmidt.
The date of marriage.
The October the 25th, 1932.
The father's name.
John Jose.
Father's date of birth, including the month, day and year and place of birth.
November the 3rd, 1879, in Klein Lebendal, Russia.
The mother's name and maiden name.
Johanna Schwarzenberg Jose.
The mother's date of birth, including the month, day and year, and place of birth.
February the 20th, 1884, in Elsass, Russia.
The name of the village in South Russia or Bessarabia of your father's ancestors.
Klein Lebendal, Russia.
The name and village in South Russia of your mother's ancestors.
Elsass, Russia.
Your occupation?
I was a farmer all my life till I retired.
Father's occupation?
A farmer all his life.
And mother's occupation?
A farmer's housewife.
Has a family history been published?
Yes.
Where can we get a copy of the family history?
Leo A. Cho's. 1405 16th Street South, Fargo, North Dakota.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play the trumpet when I was 14 years old in a band, and I haven't played since I was 16 years old.
Do you read notated music from notated bars and staffs?
No.
Did you take formal lessons from whom and how long?
I took band lessons from Martin Brown down by St. Anthony and for about 2 years.
Did you learn music by the ear?
No.
Did you perform mostly religious music?
No.
What were your favorites?
Lusty Kindle Schumer Common.
Did you perform mostly folk music and old-time music? What were your favorites?
Waltz and polka.
Did you have any musical instruments at home?
We had an organ. I could play a little, but my wife played all the time.
Did they take lessons and read music?
No.
Did anyone self-teach themselves common tunes?
My wife did.
What kind of music did you have? Hymnals and other church music? Sheet music, traditional German tunes and other?
Church music and German songs.
What music do you remember in school?
Don't know anything about it anymore.
Do you remember the names of any teachers who were good musicians?
Martin M. Brown and Daniel Kuhn and Pius Kuhn and John W. Wengler.
What types of music was performed in church?
Catholic mass songs by the congregation and by the choir.
Were there any musical instruments used during the church worship, like a pump organ or a piano?
Pump organ.
Who played it?
Daniel Kuhn and Pius Kuhn and John W. Wengler and Tony Wengler.
Who directed the choir?
John W. Wengler.
Who accompanied the choir and what musical instruments were played?
The pump organ, that's all.
Who sang in the choir? Who sang in the choir?
Quite a few, about 15.
How often did the choir practice?
About once a month.
Did the choir sing during spring planting and harvest seasons?
Yes.
What music do you remember from weddings, funerals, revival meetings, and so forth? Who performed these special types of music? Where was the music performed? The church, in the home, cemetery?
In the church and in the cemetery.
Do you remember music at other events like barn dances and dances in town?
Barn dances and dances in town.
Who do you remember playing musical instruments and singing? What musical instruments or groups of instruments were used? Who do you remember playing musical instruments and singing?
The Wanglers, Grosses, the Waltz.
Was there a town band?
No.
What kind of music do you remember?
I can't remember any kind of music.
Do you remember seeing silent movies?
No, never seen any.
Did your family have a record player or a gramophone?
A gramophone.
When and how did they get a music machine?
I wouldn't know that.
Did the music machine use wax cylinders or 10-inch flat records?
10-inch flat records.
Do you remember any of the records that were special to you?
No, I couldn't remember that.
Did your family have a radio?
Yes.
When and how did the radio come into your home?
We bought it.
What was it, electric or battery operated?
Battery operated.
What radio stations do you remember listening to musical programs?
WNAX Yankton.
What kind of music did you listen to on WNAX?
The Lawrence Welk Show.
What is your name, your date of birth, and where were you?
My name is Andrew Chose. I was born December 10, 1909, in Napoleon, North Dakota.
What is your father's name and where was he born?
My father's name was John Chose. He was born in Russia.
If he was born in Russia, do you know the name of the village?
Klein Lebenthal.
When and where did he die?
He died at his home in May 11, 1925, and is buried in St. Anthony's Cemetery.
What is your mother's name?
My mother's name was Johanna Schwarzenberger Schoes.
Where was she born?
She was born in Russia.
If she was born in Russia, do you know the name of the village?
Elsass, Russia.
When and where did she die?
My mother died in the Wyszyk Hospital on April 25, 1965.
Where is she buried?
At St. Anthony's Cemetery.
When and where did your mother and father marry?
They were married at St. John's Catholic Church at Zeeland, North Dakota in 1904.
How many brothers and sisters did you have in your family?
13.
Can you give their names in order of birth?
Sebastian, Barbara, Helen, Andrew, Carl, Mary, Joseph, Michael, Thomas, John, Johanna, Eva, and Adam.
When did your family come to North America?
John Chose came in 1900 and Johanna Schwarzenberg came in 1892.
Do you know why they came to this country?
To escape the army and better living conditions.
Do you know how they traveled to this country?
By?
Do you know how they traveled to this country?
By ship. By ship, Johanna Schwarzenberger came to Canada and John Chose came to Dulles Island, New York.
Where did they settle?
Shelby Township. They homesteaded in Shelby Township, Napoleon.
Do you know where your ancestors came from in Germany?
Condal, Rhineland, Blois, Germany.
When did they leave Germany and live in Russia?
The early 1800s.
Do you remember family stories your father and mother told about ancestral German villages in Russia?
Never heard any.
Did your grandparents talk about how life was in the villages, such as social events, stories about other family members, and nicknames of people or villages?
No, never talk about it.
Did your parents or grandparents or other relatives ever say they wish they were back in the old country?
No, they ever said nothing about that.
Do you recall your family receiving letters from relatives who stayed in Russia?
No, we never received letters from Russia.
What language did you speak at home?
All German.
Did all the family members speak German?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the dialect?
I don't know it.
Can you still speak this language today?
Yes.
Can you repeat a story, poem, or prayer in this dialect?
Yes.
Is it comfortable for you to speak German in conversations?
Yes, it's comfortable.
If not, can you still understand it when spoken?
Oh yes, I can understand it.
Have you taught your children or grandchildren to speak German, such as phrases, rhymes, or prayers? Okay. Have you taught your children or grandchildren to speak German?
The children can speak all German, and the grandchildren, they understand some, but cannot speak German.
What were some of your childhood chores which you were responsible for?
Get the cows in the morning and harness the horses for the field work and help milking, feed the hogs, chickens.
Which ones did you enjoy and which ones did you not like to do?
I enjoyed everything.
Where did you go to school?
In Weigel Township, they called it the Smith School.
How many years did you go to school?
8 years.
Did you go to school the full school term, or did you have to stay home at times and to help with work?
I went full time to school.
Were there students of other nationalities at your school?
There was a Finlander family and their kids went to school with me.
What are some special memories about your childhood school?
I don't know what to say now, but yes.
What are some playground memories such as games in recess times?
Played baseball and the winter time snowballs and running around, had a lot of fun.
How did you travel to and from school?
With one horse and a small sled.
How far was it to school?
1.5 miles.
What memories do you have of your teachers? What memories do you have of your teachers?
Well, my first teacher was Vincent Wolf. I was about 8 years old, and he could talk German. And my last teacher was P.W. Meyer, that was in 1926. And he only teach 1 year.
What type of discipline was used when someone did not behave during school?
Some of them had to say after school, or stand on the blackboard, put their nose in the blackboard.
In what language were the church worships and prayers?
The church service was in Latin and the prayers were in German. I believe it was in 1964 they switched from Latin to English.
How did your parents feel about this change?
Most of the parents didn't like the switch from Latin to English.
Can you tell me about when you were baptized and or confirmed?
When I was baptized, I was a baby, I didn't know nothing. When I was confirmed, I was 12 years old and I can't remember much about it.
Was there any special festivities for these events?
No.
Did you have a framed certificate of these events?
We never had any framed certificates.
Were your parents and grandparents involved in finding a church, or did they join a neighborhood church?
No, they were not involved. They joined a neighboring church.
How was Christmas celebrated in your family?
Well, on Christmas Eve, we went at a midnight mass. And the next day, we had a big dinner, and everybody had a present exchange, and everybody had a good time that.
Tell us about what Christmas was like during the war or depression times.
It's about the same.
What do you know about the Beelzenigel?
Yeah, about the Beelzenigel. I remember I was about 8-9 years old. The Beelzenigel came and asked my dad if we were good kids, and he said no, and then the Beelzenigel took a chain around and took me out of the snowplow, and I was so scared, and I knew who it was.
When Skrishkin?
When Skrishkin came in the house, then we all had to stand in a line and pray to our Father, and all was so scared, couldn't hardly see it. Then each got a small package, a few nuts in there, peanuts, and a few candies, and sometimes an orange or an apple. That's it, yeah. At Easter time, all of us kids, we made a nest outside the house. And next morning, we got up early and ran out to see what we got from the Easter Bunny. And each had two dyed eggs. And we helped to dye them eggs that evening before. But they made us believe that we see, there goes the Easter Bunny, they said. And they made us believe that, and we believed it. And the next Sunday, that Sunday, we went to the mass church.